Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Now, we've all seen them. We go to the fair or local pet expo, and you look over, and there are those cute pigs. That's right. I said it. Pigs are cute. And we get a lot of questions here because we cover the entire pet world. And some of the questions we've gotten in lately are about pigs. So I reached out to our good friends from SCAMP here locally, and that's SCAMPP.com. And we're welcoming to the show Jerry Meltzer. Jerry, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robert.
I want to talk, first of all, we get a lot of questions about what are the costs involved with having a pig?
The costs are pretty similar to a dog or any other pet. You have your food. You have bedding, you have their vet care, and their bathing, but it's very similar to having a dog. It's just done in different ways.
One of the other big questions is, what is, you know, most people have experienced having a dog or a cat around on a daily basis, but what is it like having a pig around on a daily basis? What things do you have to do daily to care for your pig?
Oh, first of all, they're very, very fun to wake up to. In fact, they will wake you up with their oinks if they're an indoor-outdoor pig. And what you wake up to is pretty much you feed them in the first thing in the morning. They go outside, then they start wandering around in your backyard and look for more food. You come in, you give them some love. They then go, like their private time, they go lay down on a cushion or an area that's cool for them. And then until they're ready to eat, that's what they pretty much do. You can go out and belly rub them when you want, or they'll come in the house if they're indoor, outdoor, and you'll get love from them. They'll let you pet them. Then they go back out again.
Ah, that sounds great. Now, you brought up one of the great things here that's so important, you know, vet care. You've got to make sure when you're adopting a pet, any exotic pet, that the vet that you think you can go to actually treats that particular type of animal. And very important here, so what and where do you go for vet care?
You first want to call call your local community Chamber of Commerce, or you want to call around and look for vets that actually say exotic pets. You want to call and make sure they say and do potbelly pigs.
Absolutely. No, it's a great point. You just can't assume that a vet treats all different kinds of animals. So make sure you check that out before you do the adoption. Know where that local vet is that can treat your pet. Another thing that comes up is, how do pigs interact with other pets?
They usually do great if they're babies. And if both animals are babies, then it works out very well. It could be a problem if the dog has been there first or the other animal has been there first, and then you bring in a potbelly pig. They always try to
figure out who the hierarchy is, I guess?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And there could be some problems there. Once it's established, it works out well, but you don't want to just throw the potbelly pig in with the pet.
I could see that happening. I mean, it sounds like the same struggle that happens whenever you have multiple pets in a family situation there. So take care to do that properly. And then one other question that we got here is, are there any laws or things that I should know about legally in terms of adopting a pet pig?
You first want to definitely go to the city hall, your city hall, or your local office to find out if you can have a potbelly pig. Zoning is extremely important. A lot of places now will let you have a potbelly pig. They're not considered as exotic anymore. They're more considered on the domestic level, but you definitely want to check your zoning before you get a potbelly pig.
Great advice there. Jerry, thank you so much, folks. If you want to get more information, you can do that at scamp.com. Again, that is scampp.com. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Robert.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.